That's Adele, live from the Church Studios in London with Million Years Ago. You're listening to an exclusive up close and personal with Adele.
I decided to call this one 25 and do my age again because a lot happened between my last record and this one. And not just because of my career, but in my life. Like, I crammed a lot in those 4 years between writing 21 and starting to write 25. So I thought, yeah, one more time, just to end it. Just to show everyone what happened when I left adolescence and became an adult. It's going to be the last album that I name after my age, so therefore it is a trilogy. But also I feel like it's coming, my sort of growth spurt between 19 and 25 is now coming to an end. And I feel like it's the most sort of poignant growth spurt that I might have in my whole life, especially because I sort of photographed it with my albums. So it does feel like something's coming to an end, but also, you know, without sounding cheesy, like, you know, new beginning, you know, something old is ending and something new starting. When I was about 23, it started. I just went and hung out with my friend, who's an artist, but now like a pretty big writer called Kid Harpoon. And it was just like no pressure, like, you know, and we get on great. And so I went to work with him and I would do evenings. So I'd like finish my day as mummy and then I'd do evenings and we would literally just sleep because he had a newborn too. So like, we were just like zonking out. But I realized pretty quickly that I wasn't ready. So I left it and then I tried again and then I wrote Remedy, which I did with Ryan Tedder. So then I thought I was on a roll, but then I wasn't, so I backed off. And then it was sort of when I was 25, I went and got my notepad and wrote my age, which I always do. And it was still sort of starting and stopping from there, you know. It wasn't, it didn't all roll out at 25, but I called it 25 because I named my albums after how old I am when I start. So, you know, there were some songs I wrote when I was 27 that made the record and stuff like that, but, you know, the majority of it I wrote when I was 25.
From 25, this is Remedy, Adele, up close and personal.
I remember all of the things that I thought I wanted to be. So desperate to find a way out of my world and finally breathe. Right before my eyes I saw my heart, it came to life. This ain't easy, it's not meant to be. Every story has its scars, but when the pain cuts you deep, and when the night keeps you from sleeping, just look and you will see that I will be your remedy. When the world seems so cruel, and your heart makes you feel like a fool, promise you will see that I will be your remedy. No river is too wide or too deep for me to swim to you. Come whatever, I'll be the shelter that won't let the rain come through. Your love, it is my truth, and I will always love you, love you. When the pain cuts you deep, and when the night keeps you from sleeping, just look and you will see that I will be your remedy. When the world seems so cruel, and your heart makes you feel like a fool, I promise you will see that I will be your remedy. Thank you. the night keeps you from sleeping. Just look and you will see. I will be. When the world seems so cruel and your heart makes you feel like a fool, I promise you will see. I will be. Your remedy.
"25" isn't just the name of the album, it's also the age Adele was when she started working on it. Being her third album, her approach has grown just as she has.
I think I've got very good at editing myself as my career's gone on. I think I'm harder on myself than I've ever been, so whether that's a good thing or not, I'm not sure, because I put myself under huge amounts of stress, but obviously if people feel like that pays off, then it's a good thing, but then being under stress is not that good of a thing. I feel like my voice gets better with each record, she says with a sore throat. Yeah, I'm more aware of, I think you're just so excited when you're young. And like with my first album, I was so excited that I was making a record. And I've been as excited for 21 and 25 when I'm making it, but I want it to be great. I can't say I wanted 19 to be great. I was like, I just want a record out. Like, it's amazing. I want to go to like FOP and buy my album and stuff like that. You know, it's just something, it's like, I want to make a great record. And I didn't really think about, it's something that I said in my note about 25 as well, was that I feel like the future really does matter. And like, I think even when I wrote 19, things didn't necessarily last forever. Whereas now I really feel like everything lasts forever. I mean, like everything you say, everything you do, it lasts forever now. So yeah, I definitely do. And I also think where my career has gotten bigger and gotten better, the people that I've been able to meet, like Rick Rubin, for example, is a huge part of my life. Like, do you know what I mean? And I feel blessed, and he's like holy. Like, he literally is holy, is Rick Rubin. So it's just getting these people's opinions that have been doing stuff for so long. It's like, it makes you think in a different way. But also with those amazing people, I've got my best friends being like, I don't like that song and stuff like that. So just the mixture of things gives me so much different kind of critique, and I thrive for critique. I take it personally, of course, and I get annoyed and stuff like that. But, you know, I will always admit when I'm wrong, and I'll always do something, even if I don't want to do it, if it seems the best thing to do. So having much more feedback has really helped me and my quality control and my editing as well.
Now, at a different time in her life, Adele comes from a happier place, and the songs on 25 reflect that.
Send My Love to Your New Lover is just a pop-tastic tune that I wrote with Max Martin and Shellback. And I had that guitar bass line. I've had it since I was about 13 or 14. And I used to sing Louis Armstrong's Wonderful World over it, just to try and have an extra song to my repertoire. And I don't think I ever did, maybe I did it live. Maybe I did it live at Madden Jojo's, I think, maybe, like when I was like 17 or 18. But I thought if I'm going with Max Martin, who I didn't initially know who he was, although obviously he's like all of his catalogue has soundtracked my entire life. So I did know, I just didn't know I knew. And so I thought if I'm going in with someone like him, I've got to go in with my own thing as well. We went and we banged that out in like a day, which was great, because all the other songs took a few days because my process had changed. But when I go in with something, it's a lot quicker. And he was amazing to write it with. And it was just, I wanted to have that lighthearted moment. But if you like, the lyrics are actually a bit dark. So, but I love it, and it's fun, and it makes you want to move. And who would have thought I'd have a song that makes you want to dance? I think album tracks are sometimes as fantastic as a single. Singles tend to always have the hooks because you want to catch people's like attention and stuff. I think for that song, for that kind of song anyway, a good hook is super important. There's about 5 going on in that song. My favourite hook in it is the guitar part, but maybe that's me just being like giving myself too many props because it's my part.
It's Adele featuring Adele. Send My Love to Your New Lover on this exclusive Up Close and Personal.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me. Told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting, you and me. That was what you told me. I'm giving you up, I'm forgiving it all.
That's Adele in this exclusive Up Close and Personal with Send My Love to Your New Lover from 25. Adele has named every album so far after how old she was when she started writing them. So is age a thing?
I don't worry about aging. I don't think I have a complex about it. I think I might be developing one. But no, I don't. I'm looking forward to being older, and the older I get, the more I like myself. Like, I feel more comfortable with my skin and stuff like that, so I much rather that than the angst of being like 15 and stuff like that. But I worry by how quickly things are happening and how quickly time is going, more than actually getting older. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing myself in 30 years, like in the reflection, but I just don't want it to happen too quickly to the point where I can't remember everything that's happened in between. That's my main concern. I think the theme of trying to reconnect with my past and myself was when I became a parent, I think, because I lost myself like massively when I became a mum, in a good way, like, and I know in no more of a way than any other woman does when she becomes a mum, and in no way than any man does when he becomes a dad either. But I was like trying to find myself and I couldn't. I was so tired and I was so delirious and stuff like that, you know, and then I realised that something much bigger than me had happened, and it will be bigger than me forever, which was, you know, having a child. So, yeah, it was just, that was what prompted it, I think. And it was just about wanting to you know, go and do things with my friends from when I was a kid, but none of us can do it. It's not just that I can't, and none of us can. And I feel like as you get a little bit older, you lose an intimacy with your friends from your childhood because you'll get lives. Like, not that you don't have lives when you're friends, but, you know, you have children, you get married, you get pets, you know, and I love all those things. I love meeting all these sort of extra limbs of my favourite people in the world. But sometimes I want it just to be us, and we can't because we have so many distractions going on in our lives. So it's that as well, really. But definitely becoming a parent was the thing that made me realise that I have something else. The most important thing in my life now exists, and before it was me, and now it's not.
A song written about her two greatest loves. Here's Adele with Sweetest Devotion on this exclusive Up Close and Personal.
With your loving, there ain't nothing that I can't adore. The way I'm running with you, honey, means we can break every law. I find it funny that you're the only one I never looked for. There is something in your loving that tears down my walls. I wasn't ready then, I'm ready now, I'm heading straight for you. You will only be eternally the one that I belong to.
listening to Up Close and Personal with Adele, featuring tracks from 25, including All I Ask.
I will leave my heart at the door. I won't say a word. They've all been said before, you know. So why don't we just play pretend? Like we're not scared of what is coming next, or scared of having nothing left. Look, don't get me wrong, I know there is love tomorrow. All I ask is if this is my last night with you, hold me like I'm more than just a friend. Give me a in your eyes, and I'm sure my eyes, they speak for me. No one knows me like you do, and since you're the only one that mattered, tell me, who do I run to?
This is Up Close and Personal with Adele.
Water Under the Bridge I did with Greg Kirsten, who I worked with a lot, like, just worked with him for really solid amounts of time, and I think that's why Three Songs made the record with him in the end. I wanted to do something kind of fun. And also Greg had something like that in mind for me when we met up, and he just sort of played me something similar, and I was like, yeah, right, let's give it a go, you know, just sort of trying to break the ice, like, in the studio. And I just loved it. And it's more a song sort of about what I find the most amazing thing about being in a great relationship now is like overcoming like every hurdle that normally when I was younger, but that's it, it's over. I can't do it no more, like, you know. And actually overcoming them is so much more empowering, like, and makes me feel really great, like, as a girlfriend and as a mum and stuff like that, is like the sort of tapestry of the relationship. And it sounds much more magnified because it's in a song, but it's just about loving someone and wanting it to work more than anything. But it is, you know, but it is working, not that it's falling apart, and wanting it to be as strong and have such a strong willpower for the whole relationship, really. And I think that's maybe because, and I don't lack anything in my life because I don't come from like a nuclear family, but because I haven't experienced it, I want to experience it, not even for my kid, but I want to experience it because I haven't. Do you know what I mean? So I want to try and be part of that unit. And I haven't missed out on anything by not having it. I'm just curious. Like, you always want what you haven't got. It's just about the willpower, really. And that pretending, like when you're having an argument, you know, if you have to admit you're wrong, you just like, I don't love you. I don't love you. No, I don't even love you. You know, like, so it's that thing of, you know, if you're going to let me down gently, don't pretend you don't want me, you know. It's just that kind of thing, really. But it's a fun song, it's great, and we sampled my voice at the beginning, which, that was really fun. That's, like, the edgiest I will ever get, is Water Under the Ridge. That's not really that edgy, but sampling my voice, that's, like, the most modern, showtastic thing I'll ever do in terms of, like, trying to be creative.
Recorded live at the historic Church Studios in London, England. Here's Adele on Up Close and Personal.
If you're not the one for me, then I can bring you to your knees. If you're not the one for me, why do I hate the idea of being free? And if I
That's Adele, live from the Church Studios in London with Water Under the Bridge. We're wrapping up this commercial-free exclusive Up Close and Personal with a song that seems to sum up 25.
Yeah, the lyric, When We Were Young, I guess it would sum up the whole record, really. It was, I yearn for my childhood, like, and not like six or seven, like I yearn from my like 12 to like 16-year-old self. And I yearn for my friends, and I yearn for my mum, and I yearn for my family and stuff like that. And only because it won't come back. It's not like I still have all these people in my life and stuff like that. I think it's the responsibility of being an adult. You don't realise how lucky you are when you're a kid and you live someone else's life, like your parent or your guardian, and you just get to have fun. Like, you don't have the responsibilities of, like, a fully-fledged life like you do when you become an adult. You know, and I live an amazing life, and I live, you know, probably a much easier life compared to most people, but I still, like, yearn for when I was younger, you know, and it's got nothing to do with the fact that I'm successful. It's got nothing to do with that at all. It's just real life. When We Were Young is my favourite, I think, on the record, and I wrote it with another artist called Tobias Schlesser Jr., who's my favourite artist around at the moment, and probably one of my favourite humans. He's, like, one of my favourite friends. I absolutely love him. He's so kind and amazing. And we got together and, yeah, he wrote me a song, which is amazing, and I was so flattered that he wrote me a song. And it was, if I asked someone to write me a song, I would want it to sound like how his sounded. But I was really needed to write a song. I'd gone to LA just for sort of one more crack at the album, one more, like, sort of last push and, you know, seeing who else was out there, because everyone kept flying to England for me, which was super kind, but I thought, let me make myself a bit uncomfortable by going over. Not being in LA doesn't make me uncomfortable, but coming away from my house and stuff like that. And we started it, and there's something so 70s about his piano playing. I don't know, the melody came really quickly, like, you know, it was really low, and then I went lower, and it was sort of reminding me of Karen Carpenter and stuff like that, and I got really excited really quickly. And we'd had these long conversations about, like, our childhoods and stuff like that, and getting to know each other and, like, oh, I like that album, I like that movie and stuff like that. And then we wrote When We Were Young, and it was just amazing, like, and it was great. And I've got a video of it because we just did it at his friend's house, we wrote it. And so I videoed it as my recording so I could, like, take it away with me. And I've got it, and it's just, like, me and him in it, and it's just amazing. Like, I love watching it, like, just because the song was happening as we were performing it. And then we got Ariel Rechtstad to produce it, and he's nailed it, really. He nailed the production. Because I didn't want it to be subtle. I didn't want it to be a piano ballad. I wanted it to have a band. And I wanted each instrument to sound like Muso now, this interview, isn't it? I wanted each instrument to be a person at a party. You know, I wanted the bass to be like that guy in the corner, like, having a drink, and I wanted the tambourine to be some girl dancing, like, by the stairs, and, you know, and Ariel really nailed that for me, so I was super chuffed.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Just like a song. 'cause nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said.
That's Adele, recorded live at the Church Studios in London, England, when we were young. This has been a commercial-free, exclusive Up Close and Personal celebrating the release of 25. Special thanks to David Freeman and XL Recordings, produced by Wendy Duff and Ron Tarrant. I'm Julie James. Thanks for listening.